This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning, Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman. We'll get to Sue Thomas here with your traffic in a minute. And hopefully you are having a great start to your day. A little chilly to start, but man, live in the 70s this afternoon. Get ready for some short sleeve weather. Things are going to start sprouting before long, don't you think? No rain in the forecast till Friday.
Yeah, and I know they're talking severe weather, but I mean, I'll take the 70s pretty much all week.
Yeah, yeah. So we're supposed to begin a trip on Friday, which should be interesting with a storm front moving through. That's fantastic. Just perfect timing there, Nature. Way to go. Way to go. Lots to get to for you this morning. Jesse Jane Duff coming up. We'll get to Mr. Tom Ackerman here at the bottom of the hour. I want to talk to him about the MVC tournament. I attended two different days of that. Saw Carl Middleman down there. Hung out with Tom Ackerman and John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals. He was broadcasting some of the games down for the TV side. My friend Scott Warman was down there. It was great to see everyone. Bill Greenblatt, Carl, they had a room dedicated to his memory.
I always saw Bill at that. That was his spot. But all the photographers like upload all their stuff there. But he was always at the end, and that was his
right there.
Part. And they put a plaque there just memorializing.
It was nice of them to do that. He passed away. Was it the end of the year?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cancer. I thought so. And I mean, he was just a mainstay at all these events for so many years as a photographer for UPI and worked for the fire department and all that good stuff. So I was happy to see that they were remembering him down there. Got to see a lot of great basketball this weekend, Kim. I didn't get to see the final games yesterday at the MVC, but of course Drake won that. So they punch a ticket to the NCAA March Madness because of their conference win. That's huge for them. SIUE won theirs. That's huge for them.
Against SEMO.
Yeah. So they're going to get in the NCAA tournament because they won that conference. And then, of course, Kentucky beat Mizzou. I happened to get to go see that one. An upset. You have to call it an upset. We were lower ranked. We were the underdog. And on senior day, for some reason, Mizzou just couldn't get it done. I don't know why. We hit a few good three-point shots, and their three-pointers were not falling.
We just didn't look great. That player we have, Grill, I forget his first name, but
Jacob.
Is it?
I think so.
He has been phenomenal at some of these games, hitting three-pointers, and they weren't clicking. They just looked kind of sloppy, and I think it was a combination of Kentucky had a really good game, and Mizzou just didn't play like we've seen them play before.
We stayed afterwards for the the ceremony honoring the seniors, and Dennis Gates was emotional during that, and it was great to see how he embraced all those guys that kind of came together through the portal in many cases, and They had, what, five or six seniors? I can't remember. It was a big number.
Well, I know Grill was one of them, right?
Yeah, I think
he's like 22 years old. He had transferred, and there's a shot of him hugging the coach. And they go to, on TV at least, because I was watching from home, they show his parents. And, of course, his mom's trying to record it on her cell phone, and she's just crying.
Yes.
She's watching her son get emotional, knowing that's the last game of his college career.
Well, last game of his regular season college.
Well, that's true.
Career.
You're right. I mean, they'll be going into
March Madness. SEC tournament starts on Thursday. I think Mizzou and Kentucky both play on Friday, and they don't play each other. But they both play on Friday, I think. And then, of course, the championship, that'll be Sunday, right before Selection Sunday.
Selection Sunday.
That's right. That'll be big. It'll be huge for sure, because the SEC is going to send so many teams to the tournament anyway, regardless of the outcome. It's all about seeding at this point. All right, coming up, I mentioned we'll get to Jesse Jane in the next segment. Right now, Carl, let's get to our top story.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
According to the Boston Children's Hospital, one in every 5,000 women is born without a vagina.
Okay, well, that was a man dressed as a woman at a rally. This was Libs of TikTok put this up, making the argument that if that person can be called a woman, he should be able to be called a woman. There is some sick and twisted logic out there, folks.
And really, if we were censoring anybody, it should have been Donald Trump, who I don't think had been back to our chamber since he incited a violent insurrection against us.
Jamie Raskin, still trying to stir it up, claims Donald Trump should be censured for calling Senator Pocahontas Pocahontas.
Typically, when we go to the U.S.-Mexico border, we at least see one group of people who are trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. We did not see a single migrant.
CBS went down to the border to show just how ineffective Trump's policies were, but they couldn't find any illegal aliens. It was the strangest thing.
Just 30 days to go into the municipal election, Mayor Tashara Jones is firing back tonight after the city's top Democrats voted to endorse her challenger, Alderwoman Sarah Spencer.
Wow, how about that? Unprecedented, Kim, is the word being used to describe this. After the St. Louis Democratic Party endorses Kara Spencer for mayor against the incumbent. It's never happened before. But it just happened to Tashara Jones.
And then Tashara made some statement, or her campaign did, that she was not surprised by that endorsement.
I happen to have that here from KSDK reading the statement that was issued, and Tashara showed up at an event and declined to comment on it. Listen.
Mayor Tashara Jones' campaign said in a statement Sunday she was disappointed but not surprised, adding, quote, "This is an attempt by their organization to create relevance and power for themselves. It is not one that reflects the decades of service that the mayor has offered to our local, state, and National Democratic Party, and certainly not one which reflects what is best for the future of our city." Our cameras caught up with Mayor Jones about an hour after the statement was released, but she declined to talk on camera about the subject.
Now, that's kind of stunning. If you're a public official and something like that happens, it's not good news.
Mm-mm.
But then being at a public event where there are cameras and declining to take any questions on it shows a level of arrogance that people aren't going to, that's not going to go over well. Just look into the camera and say, I have disagreements with a number of these aldermen or people in certain districts, and they hold a grudge against me, and that's probably why they endorsed my opponent. That doesn't mean I haven't been effective at my job. I mean, there's ways you could spin it, but she just did the wrong thing by not even addressing it. I think she should have addressed it.
You could have easily just reiterated what your campaign said. You say, look, I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised. This isn't over. I believe that I am the right person to take this city to the next level. We've had some positive changes, and we're going to continue to do the same, and that's why I believe I should be elected. I mean, there's so many things you could do to spin that, and then they have follow-up questions, and you say, you know what, that's all I'm going to say at this point.
Sure.
You know, at least they have kind of what the statement said, they have it on camera.
Well, I don't think that Mayor Jones is much of one for taking advice. Kara Spencer, by the way.
I feel like this is the time for our city. You know, this was just such a show of elected Democratic leaders across the city of St. Louis really willing to work together for change in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah. As you can imagine, she's thrilled.
Oh, yeah. I think Tashara will lose, and maybe she will be one of the first guests on Cori Bush's new podcast. Because they were pals, and obviously her pal lost
she was
her, you know, She lost to, why am I blanking on his name right now?
Wesley Bell.
Thank you, Wesley Bell for Congress.
Make no mistake that you're not getting somebody who's any less progressive or left-leaning in Kara Spencer than you had in Tashara Jones. I'll be surprised to see what the differences are, quite frankly. All right, coming up, Jesse Jane Duff. We'll get her on this headline this morning. We'll get her opinion. If you listen to the headlines, yesterday Donald Trump admitted we're heading to a recession. That's not what he said. I'll play the soundbite for you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up.
He said, look, we're going to have a disruption, but we're okay with that. Is that what you meant? The stock market going down was the disruption? What other disruption were you alluding to?
Look, what I have to do is build a strong country. You can't really watch the stock market. If you look at China, they have a 100-year perspective. We have a quarter. We go by quarters.
That's true.
And you can't go by that. You have to do what's right. What we're doing is we're building a tremendous foundation for the future. Tremendous foundation.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. I played that, Jesse Jane, because the mainstream media this morning is claiming that Donald Trump is warning of the possibility of a recession. And nowhere in that interview did he say that.
No, not at all. Not at all. But he was asked. I actually was watching Newsmax. He was asked, and he said it's possible, but he says he doesn't predict it. I mean, anything's possible. But where was the media the last 4 years?
Thank you.
We had the highest rates of inflation. And then when the inflation drops, they do a victory lap. Oh, Joe Biden's brought inflation down. I'm sorry. That's like, okay, you were going to lose by 20 points, but instead you lost by 18 points. We still lose. Where was the media when we actually were in recessions, but they denied to report it because the job growth was so stagnant? We were actually, every time the economists come out, they predict a certain percentage of jobs. And every Friday that it was reported at the end of the month, we never hit those goals. Not only that, the only sector that was growing jobs was not the private sector, but government jobs. You know what he did with the VA? He added 80,000 employees, including the 10,000 that were fired for negligence against veterans at the Veterans Administration. 80,000. And now the left is screaming that we're going to fire VA employees and we don't care about veterans. I'm sorry, we didn't need 80,000 more employees. What we needed was more efficiency at the VA. I mean, these are the kind of inflammatory comments that the left is running with. Oh, and now, he hasn't brought egg prices down yet. Well, did you scream that the egg prices were rising because the Biden administration slaughtered so many hens? No, everything was fine under Biden.
I wonder what's happened to Joey. Like, you kind of expect the media would run back out and see what he's up to these days now that Donald Trump's in charge.
No, because
We've heard
they'd
nothing.
Have to admit, yeah, they'd have to admit that the mental decline. And you know, the biggest liar in all of this is Jake Tapper, who went around and tried to say that Joe Biden was competent and support that narrative, and now has come out with a book on the biggest cover up of all of the incompetency of Joe Biden. I mean, the irony does not escape these people that while he was in office, they were all fine. They were fine with Kamala Harris walking in and taking the nomination away from Joe Biden and stealing and never getting elected to even be their primary contender, let alone the general election. You know, all of this. So, yeah, we could potentially face a recession, but I expect that we are going to come out stronger on the end of it, because you have to clear out this government fraud, waste, and abuse. Otherwise, we're going to have a fiscal collapse and the entire House is going to come down. Right now, we got to remove the dry rot. We can save the House if we could just get rid of this dry rot. But if you don't remove that dry rot, the foundation will collapse and we all will be in a very desperate state. We've been in a recession, by the way, for many quarters under Joe Biden. But like I've just said, they've covered it up.
I'm sure you saw Gavin Newsom claimed it was unfair that biological men compete with women, which was very interesting. Is there any chance you think he's trying to set himself up to run for, like, I don't know, president? I mean, I've heard J.B. Pritzker's name thrown out there. Who do you think is going to be the person who goes up against, well, it wouldn't be Trump, but whoever decides to run for the Republicans?
It is so early to say. I just can't, you know, their bench is so weak, and I'm probably the wrong person because my bias just sees nothing but garbage all over these Democrats, every last one of them. I mean, Pete Buttigieg, who made sure that we didn't have a supply chain during, you know, right before Christmas, and he had to take 2 months off to go have his maternity leave, even though he's not a biological woman. I mean, we consistently, oh, and he took paternity leave too. He just was gone and vacated. I mean, we have looked at a lot of these Democrats that have done absolutely nothing for this country. Should Kamala Harris want to come back in 2028? Okay, good luck with that. You know, I think I welcome it because it'll be an easy, crushing defeat. She did nothing for this country. And, you know, to your question, you know, Gavin Newsom is now trying to placate the middle. Why didn't he stop the boys and women's sports and girls' sports in California long before Charlie Kirk asked him?
Yeah.
Why didn't he put an abrupt stop to it? No. Now he wants to become national normal.
It's true. And, you know, here's the talking points memo that nobody's seen that's gone out to the Democrats. They're trying to pivot away from this. I saw Alyssa Slotkin, the one that gave the rebuttal to Trump's speech the other night, on this weekend on CBS, claiming that, well, you know, we should just leave this up to the states. And this is just a political issue. This doesn't affect that many people. They're now trying to pivot away from it because they know the polls show that 80% of Americans don't want men participating in women's sports.
Oh, absolutely. And ask any family whose daughter was hit by a volleyball and had to get, you know, a swollen head or a broken arm or has been removed from sports indefinitely because of the abuse that they've encountered with a male on the basketball court or the volleyball court. You know, I'm sorry, the left is wrong on this one. And they, instead of admitting their defeat, they are buckling down harder. And now we're seeing the protests at the Tesla dealerships, at the charging stations, because they think that's the way to go after Elon Musk. They are radical, and they're only going to piss off Americans more. They have not come up with a new plan. All they want to scream at is what they don't like. They're not going to give us solutions to what they to help this country get back on its feet. Instead, they're buckling down, you know, which is, hey, I'm all for a Waltz Newsom ticket, you know, in 2028. I think that'll be fabulous. I mean, you know, let Waltz run for president. Let Newsom be the VP. I'm all for it. Please do.
Jesse Jane, have a great week.
All right, everybody, take the hill. Our flag's up on top. We got to defend it now.
Yes, we do. Jesse Jane Duff. And coming up, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman live in Florida. All right, a few minutes left to vote in our Twitter poll for the day before that thing wraps up, and that is, do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Yes or no? It's a pretty simple question. Kim took issue with it, but
the wording of it I don't like.
Somebody, Balls for You, answered below that and said, do you support Mark's wording of this poll question, yes or no?
And I proudly voted no, I do not support that. No, there are two votes, and there 100%.
There are three votes. There are three votes, and no is winning in those three votes. But on my poll, you still have a chance to vote at MarkCox971. Tell us what you think about that. Let's get to Tom, please.
A great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman is live in the Sunshine State, so I know you support daylight saving time, so you can get more of that sunshine down there in Florida.
Yeah, although the sunrise this morning was 7:34. I didn't love that. It was dark here. But, yeah. Whatever. That doesn't bother me. When I lived in Indiana, when I went to Indiana University, back then they didn't change the clock. It was weird in Bloomington. So there were some times that I was on Eastern. Sometimes I was on Central.
Yeah.
I would call home and be like, I don't know what time it is there, here, whatever. But... yeah, doesn't bother me. This was, a good time to be down here. I got here yesterday morning early, so I flew out about a 6 a.m. flight, got here on time for Cards-Yankees. So I got a full day to be able to talk about the Cardinals on air this morning on the KMOX side, and that was good. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 6-5, got to see 7 home runs in the game. I think that's about as many as we've seen at this stadium all spring.
They have a pitching coach pitching or what?
Wind was blowing a little bit. They moved the fences in a little bit here, but it was just one of those days where everybody was hitting them. The Yankees hit 3, Cardinals hit 4 of them. Nolan Gorman sent a baseball on vacation. I mean, he crushed one that might still be going, and that's good because he's been struggling a little bit trying to find his swing, and now they got one out of him. They got one out of Alec Burleson. Matt Kupierniak is a name to remember. I'm telling you right now, this guy, left-handed hitter, outfielder, can absolutely sting the ball. He hit one as well. And Cesar Prieto, a player not a lot of people know, kind of a utility infielder, but he hit the game winner. So the Cardinals won at 6-5 over the Yankees yesterday, and I'll be with them up in Port St. Lucie tonight for a 5-10 game against the Mets.
That's good. I'm glad to hear they're doing well down there. You and I had a great time this weekend at the MVC tournament. And, of course, the people that set the seeds are usually right. And the final two played in the final game, just as you suspected, Tom.
Yeah, I had Bradley winning that tournament, and Drake showed me that they are ready for the big time. They have been. I mean, they've been really good over the last – this is 4 of the last 5 years they've been in the NCAA tournament, and now they've won Arch Madness 3 years in a row. I thought that Bradley would find a way to do it with all of their experience, but Ben McCollum, this guy is some coach. I mean, he comes over to Drake from Northwest Missouri State, Division II, so not a lot of people knew about him unless you were locked into college basketball at all levels, and McCollum has been a winner for a long time. I mean, he wins. And what's their record this year? 30-3. So they are in the NCAA tournament as an automatic bid, but I think they would have been in regardless, even if they had lost that game. Doesn't matter now. They are in a solid NCAA tournament team. Now, they are not the tallest or most talented team, but they might be one of the best coach teams in America. I mean, they run an offense that is kind of like, for basketball fans who remember Villanova and Jay Wright, how good that team was, they run that style. Like, they will just grind you down. They have a star in Sturts, their guard. And he just finds ways, Bennett Sturts finds ways to score. It's just remarkable. So they have a really, really good basketball team, and I think that was impressive. It was good to see you there, buddy. We had a nice time together watching games, and I just love college hoops. The game that I did Saturday night at SLU is everything I love about college basketball. They won 90-88 in overtime over Duquesne. It was a game that was just crazy. Like, back and forth, mistakes being made all over the place. And whoever would make the fewest mistakes wins. There were tons of scoring. Phenomenal performance by Gibson Jimerson in his last game as a Billiken at Chaffetz. And they are a fun team. I mean, Josh Schertz kind of getting that thing going. That was awesome. And then I get home from that game, and I look on my phone, and I see that SIUE won the OVC tournament, and they're going to the tournament for the first time. I mean, how much fun is that?
No
fans
kidding.
Of the Cougars, who are people who went to SIUE, get to thump their chest a little bit and say, we're an NCAA tournament team, and that is just awesome.
So for the Big Ten tournament for Illinois, the A-10 for SLU, and the SEC tournament for Mizzou, when do we find out who those teams will be playing? Because right now it's all TBD,
Mizzou.
Right?
Oh, Mizzou. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Let me tell you, that there's something's not right there.
I know.
I mean, look, now, Mark, I'm so proud of you for going into Mizzou Arena wearing your blue. I told you you're going to have a great time. I felt like Kentucky plus the points was the play there. If you were wagering on that, I know you don't, but if you were, I didn't. I don't bet on college basketball, but if I did, I would have taken Kentucky in the points. Something's wrong with Mizzou. They can't defend. They have some real issues going on right now. It's going to be interesting. The Big Ten tournament, you know, we're looking at a hot Illinois team, just so I don't leave out Illinois in this conversation, of course, that Kim brought it up. But they are they're hot, and Mizzou is ice cold, Mark. I mean, that was just not
they good. Were not hitting their threes at all. Mm-mm. And maybe part of that was, I mean, I know they were is it Jacob Grill? Is he mm-hmm. the one with the mohawk?
Yeah, Grill.
Yeah. They were really keying on him. They were really focusing on limiting him, and I think they really did an effective job of that. And the other member, I mean, Mizzou's a good 3-point shooting team, mm-hmm. and they just weren't hitting any of them, and Kentucky was. So those things were working opposite of each other on Saturday for sure, Tom.
Well, they just don't play defense. I mean, they're just such a poor defensive team. It's just not. I don't get it. I don't understand what has happened to them, and maybe they sort of masked it because they have such a good offense and they can explode on you and play good transition game. But you know, it was just what a mess. So to answer your question, Kim, Mizzou plays Thursday. They're mm-hmm. going to be a night game. And then we will find out who they end up playing after that first round on Wednesday.
Okay.
But they're going to play a 6 o'clock Central game on Thursday. SLU plays Thursday afternoon. We'll find out who they play after the Wednesday games. And the Big Ten tournament, let me see if I can find a game time on that for Illinois. But at any rate, it's going to be a heck of a week. I really like the conference tournaments. I used to not. But now I felt like, you know, let's just get through this thing and get to the NCAA tournament. I mean, the smaller conference tournaments like the Valley and all that stuff are fun. But the bigger ones, it's like, okay, you know, we know that these teams are going to get in, whatever. But with some of these teams, you know, this is their path. I think the SEC tournament is very, very competitive. And I doubt that one of the lower seeds gets in. I think the big boys, the cream will rise to the top there. The Big Ten could be a little more interesting. I think it's a little more open there. They don't really have a dominant team. Michigan yeah. State's pretty good. But, yeah, man, college basketball, this is just the best time of year.
No doubt about it. Kim, Mizzou will play either LSU or Mississippi State on Thursday.
Okay.
Kentucky will face Oklahoma or Georgia.
And it looks like the Illinois game on Thursday, I'm seeing 5:30.
Yeah, it's 5:30. Okay. I'm looking at it here now, and that should be Central Time because that's in Indianapolis.
There's not a single easy path to the SEC championship. You got to go through Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, or Alabama, one of the two, to even get to the Final Four, and that's going to be something to watch, man. That's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a really, really good weekend, a good week ahead to kind of get all the hype going. And as I mentioned, you know, we really have it good here in St. Louis right now. The Billikens, that's just year one. SIUE, that we claim them, they're St. Louis, they're in. And Illinois, I think, well, they are in, but I think they will be a tough out in the NCAA tournament. They're a 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, that's just ridiculous. They're way better than a 7. And then, you know, Missouri, which, you know, I told you I credentialed myself for the Final Four just in case. Now I have my doubts. But, you know, if you catch Missouri and you're not ready, they'll blitz you. I mean, they'll score 90 to 100 points on you. But the thing is, you can score in the 80s or 90s on them. So their games are entertaining but very frustrating for Tigers fans.
Yeah, yes. All right.
Tom, listen, have fun down there, my friend. You're down there for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I'll be here until the end. Pack up and leave on Sunday the 23rd, and I will leave on the 24th. And on that day, they'll start tearing this complex down because they're going to rebuild a brand-new complex for 2026. So this is the end of the run for what's been about 30 years of this complex here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They're going to get a revamp.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll talk to you Thursday, my friend. Thank you.
All right, pal. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
See ya. Yep. Tom Ackerman there live in Jupiter.
I hope he gets a beach day, a single afternoon to hang out at the beach. I know the guy works nonstop.
They're off days. They have off days.
If you're in Florida, you have to go to the beach. Yeah,
there. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I've been down there a couple times, and it's just it's like going to a Grizzlies game. It's just more relaxed. It's just sort of a leisurely day at the ballpark, and you can get autographs and all that good stuff. It's pretty cool. All right. All right. Quick break here. We'll be back with the results of our Twitter poll in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Great Odin's Raven.
Ah. What do you think? We got the Twitter poll out there wrapped up a few minutes ago. I thought it was a well-phrased question. Mm. Of course,
yeah.
I wrote it.
I did not. It was confusing.
What's confusing about this?
Because here's the argument.
Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? We're now in daylight savings time. Would you support this becoming permanent? Yes or no?
I think the question is, do you like going back and forth? Do you like falling back in the fall and springing forward in the spring? Like, do you think we should continue with that? Or do you think we should just, as they call it, lock the clock and just have one time?
Well, I don't care what people think about that. What I care is I like it the way it is right now, and I want to keep it that way. And I want to know if people support my point of view that daylight saving time should be the permanent solution. 130 people voted in the three-hour-long poll since the show started this morning, and 73% of the folks agree with me, Kim, but you're one of them, and you think that you misunderstood the poll.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember this scene out of Parks and Recreation where they Perd Hapley is asking people, like, it's a poll question, and one of the answers is something about, are you confused by the wording of this question? And that was the majority of people responded with yes.
Oh, no. Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Yes, 73%. No, 27%. And somebody reached out, they DM'd me here on Messenger and said, can we please just split the difference, Daniel says, for daylight saving time. Just change it by 30 minutes instead of an hour so we can all agree and then just leave it alone. I would split the difference on that. I'd be fine with that. I love having sunshine a little later in the afternoon daylight. Makes me happier. I don't mind it being dark later in the morning.
I do too. I agree with that.
Somebody pointed out that they experimented with this at some point in the 70s, and nobody liked it, and the kids were all at the bus stop, and it was dark, and blah-de-blah-de-blah. But anyway, I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
They experimented with the metric system, too, in the 70s.
But keep in mind that even in the summer, once you have been sprung forward already, so with daylight saving time in place, it still gets light out around 5:30. And I know that because I used to do live shots as a morning reporter. And I loved, you know, middle of June before the summer solstice when you had the longest days of the year. And truly, by 5 o'clock, the sun was starting to come up. It was great.
You're seeing a little bit of twilight anyway, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of daylight.
So you still get that with daylight saving time. But I still would answer secret option number three, which is Mark's way of phrasing the question was confusing.
Which somebody put their own poll below mine and must not have left it up for very long because there were only three votes. But do you support Mark's wording of this poll question? 67% of the three people said no.
Yeah, and I was one of them. Were you the sole vote for that you support
I did vote,
the wording?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I did.
The only
Thank
vote.
You.
Okay.
So we split that one there. Thank you, Balls, for you for adding that in there. I appreciate it. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing out that standard time is nature's time, says Robin. I'm guessing people forget that 73-74 energy crisis experience. People found it was too dangerous for children making their way to school in the dark. I don't know.
I just think that if we're going to do something, it needs to be in the federal level. So I think it's silly for Missouri lawmakers to even be talking about this because I would not.
Well,
I don't like the idea of, oh, Missouri has it, but Illinois doesn't. And da, da, da. No, this
I don't
needs
know.
To be
I don't know that
blanket.
They are.
Well, they do.
But Business Insider has a story that says Trump is extricating himself from the daylight savings drama. During the campaign, he said on Truth Social he would end daylight saving time and make standard time permanent. But since then, he backed off and said yesterday It is a 50-50 issue, and if something is 50-50, it's hard to get excited about it. I assume people would like to have more light later, but some people would also like to have more light earlier because they don't want their kids to school in the dark.
It's not ever going to happen.
It's something I can do, but a lot of people like it one way, and a lot of people like it the other way.
By the way, there is a Missouri Senate bill right now that would make daylight saving time the new standard time in the state. They've put this through the House,
good.
The Senate,
I hope they pass.
Year after year. Nothing happens.
It never goes anywhere. See, we should have asked the governor about that when we had him on here last week.
Would he support that?
By the way, the big news in the state over the weekend was at the state GOP convention here, or the dinner, was that Dennis Hancock announced he's running against Sam Page, which is kind of a big deal. I reached out to Dennis to get him to come on this morning. He was leaving town, but he is going to join us on Thursday morning when he gets back. So we'll talk about his decision to do that and what he needs to do. It's been a long time. It's been the 80s since a Republican won in St. Louis County. It's been a long time.
It would be nice.
Well, maybe, just maybe. And I thought it was during COVID. People would have been fed up enough with the Tyron Page that they wouldn't have reelected him, but they did.
You'd think.
So even with every bad thing he did during COVID, they put him back in office. Wow. Come on, people. What are you thinking about? All right, Kilmeade, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Annie and Mark in this afternoon. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Enjoy your day.
Get more at 971talk.com.